What is going on? What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to your boy Tio's podcast. We are here live week 3 of the college football season, week 2 of the NFL season. I'm going to tell y'all something, be totally honest with you. I had a terrible, horrible week last week, but hopefully we're going to have a much better week this week. College picks, NFL picks, challenges, and a moment to end it. Coming up live, your boy Tio's podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are live. We are doing it one more week again. Your boy Tio's podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us today. I have once again have my beautiful, wonderful assistant, Miss Morgan Walker here. Morgan, would you like to tell everybody hello?
Hey, y'all.
All right. So, week one of the NFL season, week two of the NCAA season. Let's just go ahead and get it out there in the open.
Thomas lost.
Tore me a new one. Just absolutely destroyed me.
Would you like to tell them what you went last week?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm an honest guy.
Okay. How'd you do?
Had a very poor week.
Very poor.
Very, very poor week. We'll try 0-7. 0-7 in picks. 0-5 against the spread. It was pretty miserable. I'm not going to lie. But I'd like to thank a few teams along the way.
Shout out, Corner!
While I have the opportunity. Did not know we were having a sound effects day today. I'd like to start off in college. I'd like to thank the Nebraska Cornhuskers defensive back for the illegal hit on the receiver. That, I guess, fortunately for him, wasn't called targeting, but kind of ruined every piece of hope and momentum I could have carried into the next day. And just, what a day ruiner. What an absolute day ruiner. They were already up by 4. All they needed to do was do something, and it's a 3.5-point spread, and kaboom, kabam, kabam, Colorado scores on the next play. Game over. Second team I would like to thank for my 0-7 day. 2 days, however many it was the beautiful, wonderful Pittsburgh Steelers. Listen, if you're going to give a team their first non-loss in 2 years, why do you have to do it when I pick you to win? Le'Veon Bell wasn't there. I don't care. James Conner played like a madman. I know I had him on one of my fantasy teams. And what do? You tie the game. You tie the freaking game. Congratulations on blocking the field goal in overtime, the last play of the game. Nobody cares. You tied the game, costing me another win. Finally, and most importantly, well, least importantly, really, I would like to thank the Detroit Lions. How do you let a rookie quarterback thrash you like you did? I don't understand. I want to understand, but I just can't. Destroyed me. Ended all of my hopes and dreams. Thank you, all three of you. You were the reason I have to eat a raw onion. That and maybe Morgan went 5-2. I don't really know. But,
you know, I'm sensing a trend already again.
That is.
So, look out for that video of him eating a raw onion coming soon.
I'm missing the trend.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said that is a trend. The trend of where you really overthink your picks, and I just make gut picks and win.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll see how your gut does this time, though, because we got a whole new slate of games, whole new deal, whole new challenge. Now, as we did last year, we had each of us do a different challenge each week to make it fair, make it fun, make it exciting, and make somebody not have to control the entire thing and be considered a control freak. So, maybe me, who knows, but Morgan, would you like to tell everybody about our challenge this week?
Absolutely. So this week's loser will have to spend all of next week's podcast referring to him or herself in third person.
Yay, you get to hear one of our names the entire day. Boy, I'm sure y'all are going to miss that one. I'm not too concerned about it, but it is the challenge. It is how it goes. It'll at least be a little bit more fun. And for every time you mess up, what would be the punishment?
I'll let you come up with that.
Oh, thanks. Another thing I have to come up with in this. All right, you ready to start picking?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So we discussed this before we came on today, that for the first round, I was going to kick first, and she was going to receive first. Is that fair?
Sure.
Is that good? All right, so game numero uno for you. We have the epic nobody cares game of the year, probably. We have the Rutgers Scarlet Knights versus the Kansas Jayhawks. Who do you have, and nobody will care, but why?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk, y'all.
All right, we're going with Kansas on that one. They picked up their first road win in, I think, some 36 games, some ridiculous number like that last week when I think they beat, you know, some tech high school or something. I'm not 100% sure who they played, but they're on a winning streak. I guess that's a positive for something. Don't worry, Jayhawks fans. Basketball season's coming.
Woohoo!
It'll be okay. All right, what is game number one for me?
All right, your first game of the week, Boston College versus Wake. BC minus 4.5. Who you got and why?
Okay. I read a little article about a month and a half ago on the running back for Boston College. I think his name's A.J. Dillon. If I am wrong, correct me in the comments. That is okay. Kid is a freak athlete. Guy came in midway through the season as a true freshman. I think he ran for almost 1,000 yards in like 6 games. Kid is disturbingly disgusting, nasty. He's going to go do big things in the NFL in 2 years, but think he'll be able to take on Wake virtually by himself and go ahead and keep the 4 points and knock him right in the mouth, give him up by 2 touchdowns.
All right,
game number two for you. We have the ABC game. We have the number 4 Ohio State Buckeyes traveling over to Dallas to take on the TCU Horned Frogs. Who do you have? And for everybody's purpose only, why?
Thank you for this opportunity to give my opinion on such an interesting game. Truth is, I'm going to go with the home team, simply because road games are not always the best for folks. So TCU will give you this one since you're playing in Texas. Ohio State, it'll be interesting to see how the game goes, and hopefully there are a couple good highlights to keep everybody entertained.
All right, Ohio State going down to TCU, which will probably take them out of the national title picture. Urban Meyer's still suspended for the next, I think, 1 game or 2 games. I'm not 100% sure of which one. Depends on if they had a bye week two, but I'm not totally sure on that. Probably should know that. But what is my game two?
All right, game two. You got Tulane versus UAB. Tulane minus 4 points.
So UAB has been one of those teams that you just kind of got to root for. I mean, they had their football program shut down 5 years ago, regain it 3 years ago, were ranked as the number 128th team two seasons after they were reinstated, ended up winning a bowl game that year. Now, do they have the firepower to beat a Tulane offense, which is spread them out, get the ball, get as many possessions as you can? I don't know, but I'm still taking UAB plus the 4 points in that game. All right, you ready for game two?
Ready.
All right, as you look at the board to figure out which game it is, sorry, game three, my apologies, we have a battle out west. We have the Oregon State Beavers versus the Nevada Wolfpack. Who do you have and why? Yes, their nickname is the Beavers. Yes, she is laughing about this.
I'm sorry. I for some reason actually did not know that.
I mean, you got the Ducks and the Beavers. I mean, what more do you need in life?
All right. So we're going to go based off the mascots here. You've got beavers, you've got Wolfpack, and...
And stop looking at the NFL games.
I'm not. I promise. I'm just staring where it says Oregon State, Nevada. Really do. So I'm going to go with the Wolfpack because predators.
Going as scientific as you can with the pistol offense running Nevada Wolfpack. Okay. Sure, we'll go with that. I love it. All right.
Moving right along.
Hide your wives, guys.
You ready for your last game?
Sure, why not?
All right, you got the LSU versus Auburn game.
LSU versus Auburn probably be the second best game in the SEC West this year. You have an LSU team that was doubted, that was seen as, you know, a pretender more or less this year, comes out and just knocks the teeth out of Miami. Comes out, says the second game, I think they played Southeast Louisiana or something like that, won that game pretty easily. But now they're facing Jared Stidham and an Auburn team that looks high-powered, looks very, very good. The SEC is incredibly strong this year. Being an SEC fan, I'm going to say that every year because, you know, we're just above the rest. Let's be honest. But the spread is 10.5?
Yeah.
That is an absolutely ridiculous spread. LSU plus 10.5 against Auburn. Guys, don't bet any of these. I went 0-7 last week, so just don't even bother. But LSU to cover the spread for sure. Jared Stidham is very good. He's probably a Heisman contender, but I just have a hard time picking over 10 points in an SEC West game. All right. You ready for NFL games?
Ready as we're ever going to be.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Your first game is the one of the teams that almost ruined your Sunday versus a team that, you know, has a color that you like but is in a city that you're unsure about. We have the Miami Dolphins versus the New York Jets. Who do you have and why? New York Jets.
I feel bad for New York teams at this point. They have just become a running joke.
Have you seen their rosters? They're always a running joke.
And for the reference, he was referring to Miami almost ruining my Sunday. In case you didn't catch on, I am a huge Carolina Panthers fan. We're in South Florida. The Miami game being delayed.
Twice.
Being delayed basically meant that I almost missed an opportunity to watch my favorite team on TV and listen to the crappy local announcers for the Dolphins.
Whoa. Chris Carter is a Hall of Fame receiver and a former ESPN analyst. Do not call him crappy. He is phenomenal.
I never said which ones I was referring to.
And he likes Stick'em.
Anyhow, let's get back to the real thing. Miami versus the Jets. We're going to go with the Jets.
Big time AFC East matchup. One of these teams might be able to compete with the Patriots this year. I doubt it, but it could happen.
It could happen. And pigs could fly.
They could.
Jets.
All right, going with the Jets on that one. What is my first game?
All right, your first game of the week. Cleveland.
Kill me.
Versus New Orleans. Saints.
Oh, God, this got to be like a 10-point spread.
8.5.
I was darn close, wasn't I?
Yep.
Okay, so... this one could be tough, ladies and gentlemen. Eight and a half is a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
That's over a touchdown. New Orleans... defense looked absolutely trash last week. Getting 49 points put up on them by Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Tampa Bay Bucks should make you fire your defensive coordinator right then and there. But in saying that, New Orleans does have a very high-powered offense.
They do.
Cleveland plus the 8.5.
Wait, what?
Cleveland plus the 8.5. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I'm saying they'll keep it within between 3 and 7.
All right.
Game two for you is the aforementioned Detroit Lions versus Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. Who do you have and why? Do. Remember, more than 10 seconds and, you know, we're going to get fined. So, be careful.
Find me! Anyhow, let's go with the Lions this week.
Going with the Lions. Oh, God.
Maybe they'll help me out.
Don't get your hopes up too high. They didn't help me out one lick.
Alright, you ready for your next game?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Carolina versus Atlanta.
You're the worst kind of person.
You want to know the spread, or you want to just go ahead and pick it?
Oh, Carolina minus what?
Actually, it's Atlanta minus 6.5. Or minus 6, not minus 6.5. I'm sorry.
This is in Mercedes-Benz. They got them as a field goal favorite. Wow. All right. Okay, cool.
Did you just have a gift given to you? You're welcome.
No, I had a gift given, and then I realized that it's minus 6.5. And I'm sitting there thinking, six. This is always a field goal game, so now I'm in trouble. Okay, Cam Newton didn't look amazing.
Did not.
Didn't look terrible in the game against the Cowboys last week. Matt Ryan did not look good at all in the game against the Eagles. Another one of those teams I should have mentioned, but I'm going to leave my Falcons out of this currently. But Carolina's defense, they look good.
Woo!
They gave up 6 points, which hurt me in the end in my fantasy league, but that's okay. 6.5.
Six, sorry.
I'm just going to call it 6.5. Makes me feel better. Atlanta at home.
No Greg Olson,
but no Deion Jones for the Falcons. Out on IR. We'll miss you, man. You know what? We're going to go Atlanta. I don't really like it, but I think they can beat them by a touchdown. I might be picking with more heart than brain here, but I don't have a lot of brain left, so...
There's your house divided game of the week, folks.
Is that a 4 o'clock kickoff? Do you know? No. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. I know that for a fact because it was the first game that showed up on my feed. So, I should get to watch the first 2 hours of that game. Unless it's not on TV here. Unless the Dolphins are playing. No, because it'll be on Fox. Might have a chance. Small chance. Very small chance. Would you like your last game?
I would love it.
I just want to go back to New York. Just because it's more fun this way. Great. We have the G-Men versus the Cowboys.
Oh.
Who do you have? And please, God, I would die to know why.
What in the whole world? All right.
No.
So, Dallas didn't... I really have no idea. I feel like I could flip a coin on this game and not be upset with the way it landed.
You could.
Dallas.
I would love a reason if you have one.
Because I like their cheerleaders better. Everybody wants to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, even if it's not your team. They have one of the most excruciating tryout processes of any of the teams. They also have their own show about it. So, there you go.
Husbands, if you're listening to this with your wives, they just got their 30 seconds of love right there. Every last second of it, but I'm sorry to say that's all they're getting. All right, game number 3 for me.
Funny enough, I actually have the Miami Jets game for you as well.
Oh, God, why?
I thought it'd be entertaining to keep the Jets in the rotation here.
Okay, Eli Manning, I can't stand you. All right,
it's Jets minus 3.
So... Sam Darnold didn't look too bad in his debut game. Actually looked fairly good. In saying that, Miami is still a good team in some ways. They need a new quarterback, but don't worry, Drew Lock's in your future. And you'll hear about that probably closer to February or March. We'll do a little NFL draft talk, which will be me talking and her nodding her head listening.
Ouch. I mean, he's probably not wrong, just for the record, but he could give me a little more credit than that.
I gave you a moment. I don't understand why you want more credit.
I would like you to choose.
I can't decide. That's what I'm stalling.
Stall tactic blocked.
Yeah, right. What was the spread again? I'm sorry.
Jets -3.
Jets -3. So Jets are at home.
Jets are at home.
So it's basically an even game. You're flipping a coin on this one, too. Does the defense of the Jets play way better than the offensive line? Had a little noise in the background. That was my dryer finishing. I apologize. How does Sam Darnold handle Cameron Wake coming off the end? How does Ryan Tannehill handle anything in his life? You know what? We're going to go with the Jets.
Okay.
-3. Just for the fun of it. I really don't like the pick at all, either way. But I think Sam can bring him up to a 2-0 start. Then he'll hit that rookie wall the first time he plays the Patriots. All right.
Someone out there, please start a count of how many times this season he says, I don't like that pick at all, because I'm already noticing it multiple times.
You're going to hear it at least twice a week, minimum. You ready for the Monday night game?
Absolutely.
We have Seattle versus Chicago. Seattle's a one-man show. Chicago just had heartbreak last game. Who do you want?
I'll take the Bears.
Take the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears. All right, well, I guess I'll take Seattle just for the fun of it. The only thing... Let me strike that statement just a second. The only things that Seattle has better than the Bears are quarterback. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
So, I like the Bears in this game as well, but does Trubisky fall into a little bit of a hole after getting come back on by the man, the myth, the legend, the Aaron Rodgers? Guess we'll find out. So, we are here. We are back. We are all ready for the glory that is Morgan's moment. I will get some music for that one day. Just got to find some.
Aw, that's sweet of you.
Don't get your hopes up. It may be next year.
Ouch. Okay. So this week, I want to take a moment to give a shout out to fall. And when I say fall, I do not mean pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is taking over everything. Shout out to Starbucks for starting this craze. But you are not my friend when you keep pushing it earlier and earlier every year. Fall. That should be apples. That should be apple cider. That should be crisp fall leaves. Pumpkin spice. Save your time. Please go back to October so those of us who enjoy the other beauties of fall get an opportunity to do so. So those of you ladies who get sucked into listening to this every week, tell me what you think. Think pumpkin spice should be year-round, or should it actually go back to when it began?
When did it begin? Help me.
Probably the craze, really?
No. When should you have pumpkin spice every year? When should the lovely smell of pumpkin, which has no smell, by the way.
Right, you're smelling nutmeg.
You're smelling nutmeg? You're smelling whatever else they try to pawn off as they...
Pumpkin spice.
Put that in there.
Artificial coloring, yeah.
So when should you enjoy a pumpkin spice latte or a pumpkin spice piece of candy or a pumpkin spice
cereal?
Candle or cereal or whatever else you want to say?
Pumpkin spice should wait until at least October.
At least October.
Personally, I would prefer October 15th, but if you get into Halloween a little bit early, that's fine. But give apples at least the month of September.
So when should it end?
Before pumpkin spice is ended, should be the beginning of peppermint mocha. So you can have from, let's say, October 15th till December 8th.
December 8th. That's really exact. Specific.
There can be a bit of overlap between pumpkin spice and peppermint mocha.
But you don't believe it should stop on December 1st?
No, because if you're still feeling very thankful from Thanksgiving, that's fine.
But what if it's early? Like, it's like the 25th of November, so you have an entire week extra of November.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I don't like pumpkin spice to begin with, so it would be fine if it just wasn't a thing. I will give you the first week of December to wipe away your sorrows and drink as many of them as you can, and then they need to disappear for another year.
Wipe away your sorrows, then add as much extra juice to your eggnog as you can think of. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for joining us today. We are going to be back with you week 4 of the NCAA season, week 3 of the NFL season, trying to get back on a winning page. I would like to win one game this year. It'd be very nice of me, but for my co-host, Morgan Walker, I am your boy, T.O. Follow me on Twitter at T.M. O'Connell. It's at T.M.O.C.O.N.N.E.L.L. Follow my website at yourboytosports.com. We will see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all. Stay safe.